Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello everybody, welcome to What Culture Wrestling News. Coming up for you today, we have a backstage report on Keith Lee, Paige teases coming out of retirement, Tessa Blanchard teases going to NXT, Tony Khan teases an AEW show in London, and Ric Flair teases Vince McMahon, but only in like the loving, playful sort of way. Hello, my name is Adam Cleary, holding down the fort for the entire team today on this glorious-ish bank holiday Monday here in the UK. If you're American, bank holiday just means we all get the day off. Do Americans have bank holidays? I don't know. This is the news. Now, first up, we have a backstage report on Keith Lee for you, who you haven't seen pretty much all month since he traded those wins and losses with Karrion Kross on Monday Night Raw. Since then, he has apparently been working a series of squash matches in dark matches before both Raw and SmackDown. Now, that isn't out of the ordinary. They do that all the time with pro wrestlers when they're taking them out of the firing line for a bit. But according to reports in the Wrestling Observer this weekend, that's because they're trying to rebrand, repackage, redefine, and reimagine what Keith Lee is. They're trying to get him to change his style, and these squash matches have been designed to help him do that. Now, I just have, in case you're wondering who they're against, I've got the little list of all the people he's worked here. He's got Ruben Iglesias, Andy Palafox, Casey Blackrose, Niles Plonk, Chico Adams and Austin Theory. Now, these have all been designed apparently to get him to have this new image, be this new Keith Lee. And that new Keith Lee is apparently gonna be a heel. Now, again, I'm not getting precious about this. Wrestlers change their gimmick all the time. And Keith Lee, yes, probably did need a bit of a revitalize after a fairly underwhelming time on the main roster. But Keith Lee, the most likable, relatable, nice man they have on the roster. A man whose name is literally Keith. You're gonna make him a bad guy? I don't wanna start this news video by being down on something that WWE is doing, but that ain't it, Chief. That ain't the one, as far as I'm concerned. Keith Lee's just a really nice guy. I get that it's hard to book like big monster dudes as faces, but Keith Lee's just got a winning smile. He's a nice guy. I look forward to seeing what heel Keith Lee can do. Just not very much, I think. Yeah, let's leave it at that. Potentially a bit of good news now, and Paige, yes, you remember Paige, that Paige, she might be coming back to the world of professional wrestling in an in-ring capacity. Now, cast your minds all the way back to December 17th, she was injured in a match. I think it was like a six-woman tag. Sasha Banks got her in the back and she went down, and then after the night after WrestleMania, she was forced to retire because there was just no coming back from the injury she had. But despite some weird booking since then, they had her as a general manager, which was good, and then she managed the Kabuki Warriors, which was really, really weird. She's not really done that much with WWE, but on her personal Twitch channel last night, she said this, okay? I'm not effing done. Normally I would just swear and have the editor beep it out, but I'm the editor, so I'm not giving myself more work. I'm not effing done. I'm not, effing sounds so weird, I'm not done yet. This is going to be my comeback story. I'm inspired. I'm so inspired by the people coming back to wrestling, and the more I think about it, I'm like, okay, mentally, I'm ready to go. I'm going to start working around, getting in the ring a little bit. Maybe we'll see. Now, she goes on and on about this for a while, but crucially, she does say that this would be a WWE return. She wants to get cleared by WWE's doctors to make a return for that company. And you know what? We've seen so many. Daniel Bryan, Edge being the two ones that jump out at you immediately. It would be so great to have Paige back in the ring because I mean, like, yes, women's wrestling is in such an amazing place now, and we look at the Charlottes, the Sasha Banks, the Becky Lynches, we look at all of those, and Paige deserves so much more credit. Like, she was the one who came through first. She started making matches so much better, raising the quality of the air quotes diva division at the time, and it sucks that she didn't get to be a part of what's come since then. Women getting to main event WrestleMania while she has to watch retired from the sidelines in her mid-20s is just simply not fair. It would be fantastic. Fantastic to see her come back. This is a really quick, potentially nothing story, but interesting nonetheless. Otherwise, I wouldn't waste my time and yours by telling you about it. Tessa Blanchard may have just slightly, potentially teased the idea of going to NXT. Now, you have not seen Tessa Blanchard wrestle since at least September last year, probably since March last year when she finished her run with Impact. You remember it was this big thing. There was Sami Callihan, there was Tessa Blanchard, there was the first ever woman to hold the Impact world title. It was a stupendous thing, and we all thought, what's going to happen with her next? Is she going to go to AEW? Is she going to go to WWE? Is she just going to do this mad, mad world independence tour? And nothing for like nearly a year now in any capacity whatsoever. But she just posted on her Instagram and her Twitter a picture of her holding a load of $1 million notes. The Ted DiBiase $1 million man, $1 million notes. And of course, DiBiase has just very recently finished a run, or so we're told, in NXT. Now, if this is some kind of like DiBiase's not actually leaving, he's going to be coming back with Tessa, then that's actually quite a cool little thing to do to let us think that he's leaving, but then to bring Tessa in would be quite weird and ruin the whole mystery of it if she's posting $1 million notes. So we don't know at this stage. It's just a very strange thing for somebody not currently doing anything in pro wrestling to do. So, yeah, think about it. It would be nice. I think NXT could certainly do with her after the past 12 months. It would be a boon, a scoop, a coup, if you will, to get her in, but I don't know if this is what that is. But if it's anything, it's that. If it's anything. Alright, this is quite a nice one. Now, NWA 73 was last night, and the big story should be that Trevor Murdoch ended Nick Aldis's, I'm going to get this wrong, 1,044-day reign as the NWA World Champion? If that's wrong, let me know, but I think I might have actually got that one right. He became the new champion. It was a sensational main event. It's worth talking about. We would like to give Trevor Murdoch some love, because this story is getting slightly buried under the fact that Ric Flair cut an absolutely sensational promo during the show. Now, not naming names, but a few recently released stars and a few recently returning stars have taken the opportunity of getting mic time in other companies to run down WWE. But Flair did not do that. Flair was full of praise for his former employers. He went out to personally thank Triple H, Shawn Michaels, Randy Orton, The Undertaker, all of his friends in that company, and he even said, I love Vince McMahon. Now, how often do you hear somebody say that in a pro wrestling ring? He was full of positivity about the entire world of wrestling, everything he's been doing with Andrade, everything he's going to be doing at AEW, praised Tony Khan. He just wanted to make a positive atmosphere for everybody at NWA 73 last night to remember that while some companies might be good, sometimes companies might be bad, sometimes programs might be good, programs might be bad, wrestlers might be good, wrestlers might be bad, we all just love wrestling, and even all the bad stuff, even all the companies that are having bad moments at the minute, no names, will eventually get it right. It's all just one glorious thing that we all love. I forgot what my point was with all of this, but Ric Flair is just a nice guy when he wants to be, and this was a lovely, lovely promo. If you've not seen it yet, it is all over Twitter. I strongly recommend you go check it out, because, like, it's just nice to see, without being disrespectful, old dudes reminding you why they've been in this business for so long. And Ric Flair, I don't mind being the one to tell you, is an old dude. And one for our percentage of UK-based audience, which I think is like nowhere near as much as America, but whatever. Anyway, it's quite interesting. Tony Khan said he's going to bring AEW to the UK. Now, he was speaking on Wrestling Observer Radio. He said he couldn't announce an official date yet. He's got nothing locked in that he can tell us about, but he does want to do it. And when he does do it, he wants to do it at Craven Cottage. Of our American viewers is just like, he wants to do it in a small thatched house. No, Craven Cottage is the home ground of Fulham FC, a football club currently in the Championship, which is not the Premier League, based in London, owned by Tony Khan's father. So they've got a nice little link with all of that. Now, I know a lot of you are like, well, I've seen a picture of Craven Cottage. It's tiny. It's like one of the smallest, like, big stadiums in the country, but they're just building a brand new stand at the minute. I was literally weirdly in Fulham yesterday, the day before. I've lost all track of time. I was in Fulham recently. The new stand looks absolutely sensational. So it would be a pretty good place to put on a wrestling show, IMHO. Plus, AEW have said from the very beginning they plan to run shows away from America. They know they've got global audience. They know they've got a huge fan base in the UK. But of course, if you recall, AEW pretty much set itself up right before all of that started happening. So they haven't really been able to get around or do too much in that time. So, be nice to see them. I, for one, would personally welcome them into our, lovely country. Into our country, certainly. It'd be very nice to see AEW over here. Plus, it would be very nice to have live events back, especially pro wrestling live events. A lot of the indies have just started back up. A lot of the smaller companies are getting going. So to have a big event like an AEW show in London, that would be great. Obviously, we get Raw and SmackDown every once in a while. They still won't do another big pay-per-view, WWE, but you would think, maybe I'm just ripping my dick off too early here, maybe if AEW do a big show in the UK, WWE will go, well, we should probably do that too, given that we heard all the reports that, you know, Brock Lesnar was only back because they got Punk in. So, you know, it's just nice. This is why competition is good. It forces companies to do things for us, the fans, so that other companies don't beat them to it. There you are. I've just, in a heartbeat, I've proved that capitalism works. Right, before we go, I did say on Twitter before, this is my Twitter, that I would do some Twitter questions, so I've got them written down here somewhere. Where are we? Right, okay. Josh Davies asks, the Forbidden Draft, you can choose two from WWE and two from AEW or another company to be traded. Who do you want? I thought about this. It's incredibly difficult to pick two people from AEW to go to WWE because you need to pick two people who are doing well, because it technically is still a step up in their career, but you would be sending them to die, effectively, career-wise, so you don't really want to do that. If I could pick anybody, honestly, I'd pick the Young Bucks, because you cannot send the Young Bucks to WWE and not force them to then take tag team wrestling seriously. And I know saying the whole WWE doesn't take tag team wrestling seriously thing is so old hat, but it is still so true. Every now and then we do get a good team, like Styles and Omos. That's fun, but it's just thrown together and doesn't really do anything for a division as a whole. It's like one little novelty act. So I would send the Bucks there to force their hand. As for coming the other way, who does AEW need? Pat McAfee and Shane McMahon. Just, why not? I just think that would be, think of all the things they could do with them that would be hilariously funny. They should, you know what they should do? They should have Shane McMahon do an invasion angle. Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm saying for that one. Right, next. Where are we? What do you think is the biggest risk taken by a wrestling company or wrestler that no one gives them enough credit for? That's from Luke Cullen. I'll answer this very simply. The biggest risk ever taken by a wrestling company was allowing an unnamed wrestler, I'll not say who, to drive me and all of my colleagues home through the Pennines at 1 a.m. after being pile-driven through a stack of like a house of cards of steel chairs by Penta Zero Miedo. Pile driver. Through chairs that were stacked on top of chairs that were stacked on top of chairs. And it was like, you okay to drive? You taking us home? Yep, I'm good. Nope, definitely not concussed. I'm going to veer off the hillside down a cliff. All will be fine. That was the biggest risk ever taken. Can you imagine who must have been in that van? How irreplaceable we all were as human beings, as content providers. So roll of the dice, I did not support. But here I am anyway. Alright, speaking of WCPW, since the free agent market is now open and a certain company are not willing to hoard talent no longer, when are you going to relaunch WCPW? That's from Joshua Charles Richard. Pick a surname there, Joshua Charles Richard. We're not gonna relaunch. We don't want to do that. That took years off our lives. Both the years it actually took and the years it just took off the end. We're not ever relaunching that. Not in a million bajillion years are we going to start another wrestling promotion. Not because it wasn't fun. It was the most fun I've ever had. But it's also the most stressful thing I've ever done. I can say, me personally, and it's, bear in mind, before anybody writes this up, it's not my decision in the slightest, despite how big and powerful and important I am. I would personally, if it was up to me, like to do one reunion show, because I think that would be fun for everybody. And by everybody, I do mean everybody. But that's all I can say on the matter. If I get one more really cerebral wrestling question that, you know, gets to the very heart of one of the big stories of the moment. Let's have a look. What have I got? Ah yes, JK asks, now that you've had 2 years to work on it, what are you going as this Halloween? Well, thank God, finally a cerebral question. I'm going as Mulder and Scully this year with a girl. That's the plan. We may mix it up and I'll go as Scully and she'll go as Mulder, because 1 year we went as Harley Quinn and the Joker, but we swapped it around. But just Mulder and Scully. I've wanted to go as Mulder and Scully for Halloween since I was about 10. So I'm going to go as Mulder and Scully for Halloween this year, provided, touch wood, that there is still a Halloween this year. There you go. That's all the questions we've got time for. And indeed, all the news I've got time for, because as I said, I still have to sit down and edit this whole thing. Anyway, let's know what you made of it all in the comments below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. This has been the news. Get me on Twitter here somewhere. Actually, more importantly, get me on Instagram. It's still just at Adam Cleary. I've got to go to this big influencer thing in a couple of weeks, and I don't even have the swipe up gimmick yet, so that's just really, really embarrassing. So follow me there. But of course, get the whole What Culture Wrestling from me at What Culture WWE. But in the meantime, this has been me doing the news on my own. I remember why I don't do that when at all possible, but I'll see you all very soon. Sooner than you'd like. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.